For 160 years, the pianos made by Steinway & Sons have been considered the finest in the world. Musicians wondered if that would change when hedge fund billionaire John Paulson bought the company. Paulson, who owns several Steinways himself, says nothing will change. We ask reporter Jeff London to find out what the fuss was all about.
Great pianists need great pianos. Vladimir Horowitz, the famous Russian pianist, used to travel with his own personal Steinway when he concertized around the world. Most concert halls and conservatories in America own Steinways, and pianists from Lang Lang to Harry Connick Jr. to Billy Joel are Steinway artists. This fall, Russian pianist Kirill Gerstein was in New York City to appear with the New York Philharmonic. He sat at the keyboard of a Steinway D, a 9-foot concert grand, at Steinway Hall, the company's lavish showroom in Manhattan.
I think generations of pianists' muscular nervous systems have been shaped by how the action feels and how the action and the sound merge into this playing experience. And for the listeners, it's this experience of listening to the Steinway sound that has really cultivated what we think piano sound is. I think it's this combination of technical ingenuity, hand craftsmanship, because a large percentage of work is still done by hand, and so by people that have been, let's say, selecting wood for the soundboards their entire life. And this results in this unique half-machine, half-living musical instrument.
Steinway pianos have been built since 1871 in a factory complex in Astoria, Queens, on Steinway Place, one block from Steinway Street. Back in the 19th century, the area was actually known as Steinway Village. It had housing for the workers, a post office, and one of the first kindergartens in America. The company was founded by a German immigrant, Henry Engelhardt Steinway, in 1853, when New York had dozens of piano manufacturers. But Robert Berger, Steinway's director of customer satisfaction, says,
in very early days, they sought very much to create the standard piano of the world. Not the average piano of the world, the standard, the one by which all others would be judged.
And those pianos were built to last. As other piano companies dropped by the wayside, Berger says in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, Steinway made sure people all over America remembered its name.
A company like Steinway was very important in bringing music to the expanding country. They would sponsor artists and send them with our pianos out to the West, to emerging towns.
Today, a workforce of 300 craftsmen and women turns out about 1,500 pianos a year in the Astoria factory. It takes 11 months to build a Steinway Grand, which features 12,000 separate parts. The factory is a beehive of activity. In one area, thin laminates of wood are glued together and put in a press to create the distinctive form of a grand piano. In another area, so-called belly men put the soundboards into the case. A cast iron plate is added, strings are added, the action, the hammers which hit the strings, is added. Pianos are tuned 5 times in all. Twice during this process, pianos are taken to a pounding room, where a machine bangs on all 88 keys at once. Mark Dillon, a 33-year veteran and head of the tone regulation department, says this is how a new piano gets played in.
The sound and tone of the piano will open up and get richer, and then that allows us to get away from a hardening process where we'll put lacquer to harden the felts, and this is more a natural process by trying to do it this way.
A whole other area of the factory is devoted to restoring vintage Steinways. Bill Use runs the department.
July 2nd of this year was my 40th year with the company. I am also a third generation Steinway employee, and I am third of four generations. My son actually works here as well.
Use says the pianos are excellent because generations of workers have all been dedicated to the same goal.
Aside from some of the materials like the glues and things which have improved throughout the years, the piano is very, very much the same piano you would have gotten back in the late 1800s.
And one of his co-workers has been with Steinway for more than half a century.
My name is Wally Boot. I'm the last one to touch the piano before he leaves the factory. I'm the final tone inspector. I've been here 51 years, and my job is to listen to the piano and make sure it sounds even and that everything works.
And few things work like a Steinway. Boot, who grew up two blocks from the factory, says every piano has its own personality.
If it were a bright piano, it'd be like a jazz piano. If it was a mellow piano, more like for the house or for chamber music. Well, this is a Model B. This would be a concert piano.
This level of care and craftsmanship helps explain why a new Steinway piano can cost anywhere from $55,000 to $145,000, depending on the model. Robert Berger, director of customer satisfaction, says these pianos often become a treasured family heirloom, passed from generation to generation.
A new owner will say something to the effect of, "It has been a lifelong dream of mine to own a Steinway piano," or, "I have saved for years in order to buy this piano, and I have finally realized my dream."
And Steinway's new owner says that handmade dream will continue for years to come. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm David Greene.